Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 137 to 142. Trusting in the safety of God's hands. Psalms 138 verses 7 to 8 tells us this: "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Again, we read in Psalms 139 verses 5 to 10 like this: "You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." Both Psalms 138 and 139 are hymns penned by King David. While Psalms 138 speaks about God's goodness to the faithful, Psalms 139 talks about God's perfect knowledge about us. He knows everything about us, our thoughts, fears, hopes, and yet He loves us in spite of them. From Psalms 138 verses 7 and 8, we can understand that our God has the safest pair of hands, and His right hand will save us when we fall into trouble. Like King David, we can look to the safety of God's hand and trust Him to keep us from spiritual danger and possible defeat. Jude reminds us that God will keep us from stumbling and present us before the presence of His glory with great joy. Even though we may stumble and even fall down, we shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord will uphold us with His hand. When we are at the point of falling down or sinking during our faith walk, like Peter walking on the water, all we need to do is to call upon His name, "Lord, save me," and God will stretch out His hands and save us. During the fierce storms that come in our lives, when our stable world is shaken, we tend to grip tightly to the provisions that have helped us in the past using our own power, reason, feeling, and endurance. It is at these times that we need to loosen our grips on everything around us and trust in the safety of God's all-powerful hands. We can come close to Him through confession, repentance, and trusting in His grace to lead us through. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 tells us this: "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear."